Welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm here, your girl Natasha in the States, and across the way is my girl G. What up, G?
What's up, Tash? How you doing?
Good, good, good. What's going on, my friend?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm not gonna complain.
No?
No.
I feel like there's something on the tip of your tongue that you may complain about.
Because every time I play back our episodes, I listen to it. I'm like, I'm not gonna complain about the weather, but the weather's terrible. Guess what?
No, we always do a weather forecast.
I know. I know. It's raining. It's a wash. This weekend is a wash. And it started looking bright again. Hubby and I went to dinner last night. We were out. You know, the sun sets so much later in like the northern countries in Europe. So you have much more sunlight at night. So we enjoyed it. And we're like, wow, are we getting summer back? And then we woke up this morning and found out that the answer is no. So it's like the late 60s Fahrenheit and just cloudy and rainy. And it's non-inviting. So I'm in a great mood. What are you talking about? And of course, I'm a woman. You're a woman. We have problems once in a while. And I'm feeling
the issue.
Yes, I'm irritable. And I hear that, you know, that little motorized vacuum thing, you know, the Roomba.
Yeah, the Roomba, Zumba, whatever.
The Zumba. Yeah, we have a ghetto version. We might as well call it the Zumba. Our little Zumba, he just gets himself into trouble, like tangled up in cords and. Like in cell phone chargers that are like loose that might have fallen, you know, off the couch or something. He's like, oh, I'm going to go straight forward and get tangled. And it's a mess. Then he starts making noises. So hubby's sleeping and I just heard him making noises. So I hope he takes care of it because I can't stand beeps. Can you stand beeps? Are you a kind of person who has to find out what the beeping noise is and take care of it? Or do you go, I don't even hear it?
It's interesting because biologically, I think after a while we do get used to hearing it. But there's some people who don't. But yeah, no, I can't stand it either. Like sometimes, like when it happens with our alarm that needs changing, the battery needs changing, and it's like, oh my God, but that shit's loud. But yeah, but back to what, so you went out yesterday. Would you have anything good food-wise? You know, I'm always interested in what you eat.
We went to an Afghani restaurant.
Ooh,
and we're going again. It was really, really good. It
I've
was
actually
new.
Never had Afghani food, I don't think.
It's like Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Grilled like on a kebab situation.
Okay.
Good, very well marinated meats and the cumins and the this and the that. You know how it goes. There's another place tomorrow I'm gonna let you know all about. It's a bigger one. And this one I'm gonna take pictures at because we went to like a smaller place, but it was pretty, but I just didn't take pictures. Sometimes you want to take pictures and you want to be like, oh look, and sometimes you just, you know, want to enjoy the moment.
Exactly. And
you know, but I'm like, for future references and stuff like that, if anyone's interested about like local eateries here in Germany, where I live in the city, or you, Tash, if you care about like whatever.
I do.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, maybe you make a list of the places you want to visit when you come through.
That'll be our next segment in production.
Yeah, seriously. Hopefully, yeah, when we get picked up by a big old network, what am I talking about?
Pay me to eat, pay me to go places and eat,
They need to fly you out here so we could document the whole entire trip. We're thinking big.
Big things. Big We're manifesting.
Yo, I haven't manifested in 2 weeks.
Really? No, I've been, I haven't either. This week has been like a no manifestation. Yeah. But I'm back at it. I'm manifesting. Oh, cool. So what are you drinking?
I don't want to talk about what I'm drinking at 2 in the afternoon. But
no,
yeah,
2 in the afternoon is perfect. I should be drinking right now. And it's 7:30, 8:30.
It's 2 o'clock somewhere.
Right.
That's what is that the saying? No. No, it's a Merlot. Listen, listen. If you have a temperament where you get upset about weather, mm-hmm. and too much rain, don't move to Germany, to Denmark, to Norway, to these places where it gets dark and rainy, because it will really, this is why people are super sporty. I feel like in their mind, they have to focus on being super active because it's really easy to just be like, screw it, I'm not going outside. And if we had children, like when we first got together, we were talking about it, but we're both older. I know I would be more active. You'd be forced to be active, you
Right.
know? Like obviously. But I feel like even watching these parents in like walking around in the rain and the strollers, just the whole ordeal, even watching people in my own building when they're
Yeah.
packing up to go out with their kids and just like raincoats, galoshes, just, and this is not even winter. I'm talking about like spring. And
Right.
they've got like a whole situation. These moms, like, you know, you're used to it and stuff. And but I just feel so bad. I'm like, well, let me hold the door for you. Let me do this. They're looking at me like you. So
No.
no, but no, they're not like that. But it's I get not anxiety. I'm just like so many things. The bags, the diaper bags, the changing
Yeah, it's
pads.
a lot.
Ooh, like I'm so far removed from kids now. And I used to like I grew up being around kids and like the whole culture of like babies and don't forget the this, don't forget the warming this, and don't forget this cloth. Now it's they're just so far removed. It's once in a while I bump into my neighbors with their babies and I'm like, oh my God, you're so big. Last time I saw you were not walking and now you are. So that's the distance. Anyway, I say that all to say that I'm going to watch, you know, an abundance of television for the rest of the weekend. How exciting. And then we're making ourselves go to dinner, come rain or no rain tomorrow. I say
Good.
it's Sunday. Let's get dressed. Let's go eat something nice. So,
That's a good plan. Speaking of taking care of things, are you still taking care of the vineyards upstairs?
yes, actually, my vineyard woman, she's been back, so she's satisfied. I haven't seen her since
Oh, okay.
I returned her keys. I don't want her to be in a position where she feels like she has to say thank you or anything. So, I kind of like I plan my escapes out of the house. Like I'm always like looking out the window. Okay, you brought me nice things, nice trinkets from France. Thank you so much. Go, we're even. You don't have to be like, come up.
Right.
You know, it's I don't want you to be in that position. And I don't want to be juggling with the German and the English and the English and the German. And I'm tired. I still have the bonsai. Bonsai update, he's gray. Like my man is just gray and sad and lonely. And his leaves look like fried plantains, and I'm just like, okay, so this is how I'm gonna return your thing to you. I've soaked him in water, I've squirted him, I've done what I had to do. I'm
He's
over
got
it.
seasonal affect disorder like we all do, man.
I'm telling you, he's like, where's the sun? There's no sun in your
Right, he needs the
apartment.
sun.
I don't know. Do they have a sunlight for him? I have one
Oh,
somewhere.
maybe put it close to a lamp. Maybe try that.
I'm gonna do that. Do you know I have one of those? I used to have a red light. Did I tell you about that?
No.
I had a red light when I came out of the shower that it was like beaming infrared lights. I don't know, some kind of that would mimic the sun or whatever. My first year here, I was having the worst time with the sunlight, with the absence of sun. But I'm like, I'm from New York. Why am I so bad with this? But like I always complain to people, they're like, what's the difference between New York and our city? And I'm like, well, here in Hamburg, the sun, there's so much water going on. There is like water everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, one of the things that actually I'm, obsessed with like your new look, which is the braids. And one of the things that came up was that you brought up was like sometimes like how it's like tension on your neck and stuff. And then we were reading articles about like how some people are doing this like Barbie Botox. Some argue that it's for neck tension. Others are just like for body modification. So yeah, I thought that was interesting, but I didn't expect, quite honestly, the Barbie thing to be such a big thing.
So, if you guys don't know what we're talking about the Barbie Botox, where you get these injections of Botox into your traps, closer to your back than your neck, but like in your neck area. And I'm supposed to like soften like the muscles that are there in your chest, that little triangle, you know? So it's supposed to soften that, which puts like a little slump in your shoulder, and it makes your whole like neck silhouette softer or something like that. So I've seen pictures of before and after. You could tell a slight difference, but I don't know if people were getting this before because a lot of people, I hold tension in my neck when I'm upset. It really is in my neck and my shoulders. So that's a really interesting thing, and I have to look into it, but I don't know about getting injections for no reason. But they said it eases the tensions in your neck and your traps and gives you like a perfect diamond shape in the back of your head into your shoulders. So this is really interesting. A lot of people are getting this shot, and they're like, if some doctor said if you get it close, too close to the front of your neck, like you could do some serious nerve damage too if the right person isn't doing it. Do you need to be a doctor to administer
Did you?
Botox?
No, I don't think so. No, because they have, you could go to like a medical spa and have like estheticians and stuff.
Say it
Or
again
is
because I
it,
can't say that
right?
word. Say the word again.
Estheticians? Or let me
Esthetician.
fact check that. That could be wrong. But I feel like no, when you go to medical spa, maybe you do need to. Let me
That's a
see.
really good question, actually. Please look that up. In the meantime, I'll tell you guys what they say about the Botox thing, the benefits. So it enhances posture, supposedly. It slims and elongates your neck. See, my neck is short but
Anyone
slim.
from a dentist to a gynecologist.
So you have to be a doctor.
What certifications are needed to administer Botox injections? Physician assistant, dentist, registered nurse, or another licensed healthcare professional? So, yeah.
Oh man, I should have stuck with that nursing thing. I would have been administering in my house. I'd be like, come over. I'm not leaving my house. You want
Botox
some
party.
Botox party? Oh my God. I hope some friends I know are doing that back home. I know 1,000 nurses. That's in our
I don't know.
culture.
I've contemplated the lip fillers, but I
Yeah.
don't know.
I don't think you need it, sweetheart. What do you think you look like Kylie Jenner, the before picture? Get out of here. You look like one of them damn Kardashians. You look like you just throw you in a picture and be like, oh, that's just one of
The
them.
Portuguese
That's the Portuguese.
Kardashian. That's the one that eats the sardines all the time. That's the sardine.
Like, that's our cousin Tasha with the sardines again.
We don't really mention her too much.
No, they're like, but they'll kill for your hair, though. I know they would. Their hair seems to just lie there, but they've been doing so much to it, so I don't know if their
Right.
hair is
After a
like.
while, it changes the form.
Yeah, I don't even think Kim wears her natural hair out anymore. I think she might be bald and just wears wigs.
And
She'd be like, it's easy.
maybe that's the way to go.
Yeah, it's probably easier,
Yeah.
right? You just stick a new one on every
Or put a
day and you just
turban on, rock that with big hoops,
go.
man.
Yo, if I was a small girl, I'd be bald. I'd be bald with a turban. Like,
Yeah, you have the face for it,
no,
though.
I don't. I don't. I
Yeah,
don't have the
you
face
do.
and or body for it.
Stop it.
Anyway, I don't even want to talk about that. It makes me upset. No, this dieting thing is not working for me. Let me tell you something. If you guys are gonna go do keto, do it correct, okay? That's what I'm gonna say. Don't be half-assed about it because you're just not gonna lose weight if you don't do it well. Anyway, so we were talking about the whole Botox Barbie. So are you thinking you want to do the whole thing or not?
I definitely don't want to do the injections in my back. Like, I don't care about like the neck and stuff. Maybe when I get older, like up front, like the gullet area. But I was contemplating, and this is another thing that came up, the girl who like tattooed herself for like majority, or I think her whole entire body, and then went blind too. She tattooed her eyeballs because I was thinking about getting another tattoo, nothing major. And it's not an addiction for me. Like, I got my first at 18, and then I just got my second one last year. So like, I definitely took my time with it, and it was more in memoriam. Like, I do them for meaning. It's just not that I don't appreciate sleeves and the artistry behind it. Like, it's just not what I do. But anyway, so I was contemplating getting another one. So it's interesting that article came up about the girl who, so she's completely covered, right? Like her.
Completely covered, and she started when she was like 16 behind her mom's back. So she's Australian, by the way. So I don't know the rules over there about what age you can and cannot get tattooed. But she started earlier, and she told her mom she was going to do this and do that. And her mom's like, yeah, well, not under my roof type of thing. So I guess she waited till she was out. This girl is only 25 years old, and she already has like I don't know 80% of her body tattooed. And I would say the worst and the most jarring part of it are her eyeballs. You've seen this before, like I've seen rappers and stuff like that. I don't even know what those rappers are. Like I remember a couple years ago, people were doing it, and I haven't seen it again. I don't know if it goes away, but I know in her particular case, she was blinded for 3 weeks because she tattooed the whites of her eye.
That's
Excuse me,
insane.
excuse me. The most sensitive I think it's the most sensitive part of a human body, right? For you to go sticking needles in that area to me is out of control, and I think you need to see a doctor. What would you say to your patient if they were like, "Excuse me, I want to go do
I mean,
this."
like, what's driving like behind it? You know what I mean? Like, there's definitely a comparison, like a parallel between the obsessive nature to like getting body modification, whether it's like plastic surgery versus the tattoos. So yeah, I definitely think whether it could be like body dysmorphia, it could be like a number of things. I mean, not to diagnose, like we don't know what the situation is, but yeah, that can be, it's a slippery slope because you do one little thing and then you start to like lose like your sense of what you really look like. You know, it's
Right.
almost like people with like eating disorders who like have like this distorted image of what they look like or what, but for her, she likes the look, right? Like she wanted, and no shade against that. People who have like sleeves and are covered, like they like that. That's their style, that there's no shade against that. But to the extent of like having like being blinded and changing the color of like your eyeballs, that is like a little extreme, I think.
That's it's jarring, and I feel like it's a look that I'm seeing, at least in this city. I'm seeing more and more people having body modifications in office settings. It used to be a look like 10, 15 years ago, like you were a barista and you had all the stuff, and you know, like cool. It wasn't like a job, like an office setting. It was more of a relaxed environment. And I'm walking back past businesses and I see people in full tatted body modification stuff. Like, I want to start seeing into the courtroom, like your lawyer, you know. But you know what? Let's pick this one up. Let's pick this one up after the break, because I want to continue talking about it. You down with that or what?
Yeah, definitely. And we're back from a short break. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. I'm good. I went to get more coffee in addition to the wine I'm drinking.
Ah, very good, very good.
So it was a productive break, to say the least. So what were we talking about right before break? Oh my God, my memory's
The
shot. I
body
think
mod.
we're talking, oh, body mods. Oh, first of all, yeah. So we're talking about, like, I was noticing
You
that
don't have any tattoos, do you?
I do. I have one in homage to Billie Holiday.
Oh, okay.
It's somewhere on my body.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
I'm obsessed with her. I had like that, I don't know, some period in high school where I was like listening to the blues all the time. Ooh, I don't know who I thought I was, but anyway, so I was
None
obsessed
of
with her.
us knew who
Why
we were.
was
Some of us still don't.
I'm telling you though, it was so weird. Like in the midst of listening to like Little Kim and them, I'd put on Billie Holiday for no reason, and people would be like, "Why are you so sad?" Her music is amazing. That's a whole nother thing. But this is my, I say this to say, you got yours with a certain honor and reverence and homage to something. And this is important to me too. Like, I was really young. And when I showed my mom, she was like, "Oh, I guess, because you're obsessed with that old lady." And I was like, "Yes, I love Billie Holiday." So it wasn't like a big deal for her. It was something I could show to, you know, like if you go and get someone else's language, okay, especially that's symbols, okay, like, and you don't even know what it is, I feel sometimes it's not appropriation, because I don't think they're doing it. So it's just weird. I remember that whole time where people were getting tattoos. They didn't know what the meanings were. I'm not judging, but yes, I am. Okay. I'll put my foot down. I'm judging because I feel like it was a trend and people don't really do that like that anymore. So now you have this permanent, and I loved when these tattoos were not what you thought they were. It meant like catch up or something. And you thought it was,
It
you know,
was like
catch. You know what I'm saying?
salsa
These things make me happy when you find out that your tattoo was not as symbolic and dope as you wanted it to be, because you really didn't do your research and you just wanted a quick way to say you were cool. So I don't like that. So I never asked you. Do you have one of those? I don't like to call it tramp. It was a terrible thing to
Oh,
say.
tramp stamp?
Nope.
No, I
Yeah.
don't.
I'm not asking people that, because I remember that a bunch of my friends got one at the same time. And I was like, all right. But
All
yeah, that was
right. All
all right. It was like so,
right.
do
She's
you
such
remember?
a good girl.
She's such a good girl. She has no tramp stamp. No, but you know what? It's not a judgment. Some of them came out really great, so I'm not even gonna front. But I remember it was like the skinny jeans and just like they have the little whale tail, the thong
That's
showing.
right.
Oh, it was such a thing. And now I'm like, are
Is
they
that
even?
gonna come back ever?
I don't know. I really don't want the aughts to come back. If y'all don't remember from last week, we talked about the aughts or like the early 2000s between 2000 000 30 and 2009 or 2010. Those are the aughts. And the aughts were a real weird time for all of us. The internet was new, everything was new, and we didn't know how to behave. And we all waxed our eyebrows off only to
Oh
regret
my
it
gosh,
later.
I overplucked. It was
You
like
did.
so bad. I see my little girls that I have in session. Like I have one little girl and it's like gloriousness, eyebrows, young, and I'm like, girl, please don't ever. Like I didn't say this out loud, but in my head, I'm like, don't you ever touch your face.
Oh,
I want to tell her, like it's so glorious.
I love it. I had like little fuzz in my 8th grade picture. It was like
Oh.
in between. It was like a, and I was like, look at the wisp of hair, thick hair, just, and you went and just waxed it off. I'm like, every 2 weeks I would go just wax it, wax it. Oh, it was terrible. Now we all wish we were Brooke Shields, but you have your Brooke Shields on point.
Nah, if they're thinner than I'd like to, then I'd like. I've tried to grow them in, but maybe I'll try again.
That's you? Is that all you? Your
Yeah.
brows? You bitch.
But I
Those are
usually
your eyes.
color them in to make them darker, but not to make them thicker.
Oh, who cares about the color? The thickness, girl. That's
They're not that thick,
beautiful.
though. They're
They are
not that
so
thick.
thick. They are thick.
They're not that thick.
They're thick. Oh, that's so nice. Oh,
Oh.
that's that Portuguese blood, man. Next time I'm coming back, I'm gonna be half Portuguese.
No,
I'm
next
still.
time I'm coming back, I'm being Caribbean, girl. What are you
Yeah, for real.
saying?
I said half.
I
Portuguese.
want to be half
The other
something,
half
half
is still going to
something.
be Haitian. I want to be half Haitian and half something else.
All right, I want to be half Portuguese, half Caribbean, half
Okay,
Haitian.
the whole Caribbean. All of it. I want to be all of the
I
Caribbeans in
want to
me.
be all the Caribbean ethnicities combined with Portuguese. I want to be like very as exotic as possible
Going to call you Captain Planet.
with European,
She's our hero. Yeah,
Exactly.
with all the powers combined.
Exactly.
She'd be like, I could wine, I could make oxtail, I can speak
Everything.
Portuguese. What's up? I can make that coffee.
Everything.
What's that coffee you guys make? Gelatos, gelato.
Espressos.
No, the creamy coffee.
Oh,
The
Galão.
I'm
Is
like,
that?
yeah, gelato. It's my
Yeah.
favorite. Yeah, I said
It's like
gelato.
a
That's what.
latte. It's like a latte.
It's so creamy and yummy. I'm like, yeah, Portuguese, hold that down. Don't let people steal that from you. I can't wait till you come to visit, though. There is a Portuguese quarter, and they have really good food. And you and I will go sit there. You could talk to all the people who everybody there speaks Portuguese. One, and there's so much seafood. And you know, I have to stay away from that area because now my partner thinks he can't even be around the smell of cooked fish. Like,
No.
it's so exaggerated. It's so exaggerated. It wasn't like that. Maybe he was trying to impress me in the beginning. Like, I'm cool. I'm cool. Now he just runs out of the room whenever he's like, you're making and. Tosh, how many times a week do I eat fish?
Would say 4 to 5 times a week.
Thank you. How many? This man's walking in like, oh, you eating fish? I'm like, honey, I eat fish every day. You know this. But it's really funny. He's acting brand new every time he sees me eating a whole, not just a little, not a fillet, y'all, a whole fish.
A whole fish.
A whole fish, okay. Anyway, that's not the point of that. But I think that whole thing is so interesting. And by you being a therapist and stuff like that, I wonder if you're going to see more body modification people,
Yeah.
dysmorphia, because I'm used to
I see.
the standard dysmorphias of like anorexia, God bless
Right.
them, bulimics and things like that. Fine, you look in the mirror, you see something, and yes, you can alter it from what you eat and your intake, but to get these permanent tattoos on a whim or even planned, like that girl I was talking about, she said she wants to get a certain percentage by the time she's 25, and that was her goal. So I just thought that was so strange and weird. But I said all that to say, totally, totally off topic.
Okay.
I came across an article. I don't know if you guys have picked up on a recurring theme that we Tosh and I have. We like talking about the show Growing Pains.
We
Not
love 90s sitcoms,
we
late
do. We love
80s, 90s sitcoms.
I should not even say we love Growing Pains. We love 90s sitcoms.
Yeah,
Growing Pains is
yeah.
not the specialty of we just love more than all of not all of them, that's a lie. But we love that theme song. I think
Show me that smile.
oh show me that. You know,
Yes,
first of all,
girl.
right?
Yes, girl. Give
First of
it to me.
I
Yes.
think I think more than anything, we love the theme song more than the actual show itself because I think we just sing it all the time. I can't even tell you memorable episodes. Remember, is that a word? Remember, memorable. Oh,
Memorable. You're
memorable.
right. It's the same
No, I put
thing.
a R-E in. Listen, I
That's
do
all
things.
right.
I'm so glad to have you because I don't know how to talk. Listen, so
Listen.
listen. Oh, I do remember when Chandler Bing, you know, listen, I'm gonna listen going forward. Just know I'm always gonna identify actors' names I forgot with their characters on TV. Chandler Bing was on Growing Pains once, and I think he was like a drunk
No.
driver. Yes, girl.
Really? I don't remember. He was a driver. He was a friend.
He was a drunk driver. I think he passed away on that episode. Yeah, he was a drunk driver and he was Carol's friend,
Oh,
and she didn't get in the car with him. I think something like this. And he ended up dying in a car accident. And I was like, oh, snap. But
oh, snap.
I say we're talking about 90s sitcoms once again because I saw really briefly this thing Ben, whose name I'm not gonna, I can't remember. Ben from
Jeremy Miller,
Growing
right?
Jeremy, girl, you good? You had posters or something?
The one thing, girl, when it comes to 90s sitcoms, I'm like, I'm about that life.
She said Jeremy Miller on the top, like you always talk about him. She was like, I was talking about him yesterday at dinner. What?
Kirk Cameron and his wife. No, I remember he married the on-screen girlfriend, right?
Yes, he did.
I
So the other
remember
girl, and he's the one who got the show shut down, remember? Because
that.
he was supposed to kiss this blonde girl. So he married that really gorgeous brunette woman, still his wife today, Kurt Cameron's wife. And something happened, and he was supposed to kiss this other girlfriend that he had, this blonde girl who ended up doing Playboy after, but I knew he didn't like that. But he was like, no, she's not my wife, and I'm not gonna be like gratuitously kissing her. This is a sitcom family show. Why should I be doing all this? And he didn't like the whole heartthrob thing. Like, I need to go know what goes on in their family because I don't know how he and his sister became so religious with parents who basically forced them to be actors. I just saw a brief interview with him talking about my mom was like dragging me to auditions. So it really wasn't him initiating it. Like, mom, I want to be an actor. He's like, I just want to play and hang out. And his mom would make him go to the audition. So she knew how Hollywood works. So I wonder how these kids became super ultra, I don't know, religious. That's I guess that's a different conversation altogether. But the like I was saying, they want to do a reboot of the Growing Pains, and I don't think that's going to work at all. I heard the networks don't want it, and they're passing on it. He wrote some scripts. My man wrote mad scripts. What
Miller.
Jerry Miller wrote mad scripts, and he's like, "Nah, I'm ready to go." People, he said, everybody's on board, and I'm like, "Who's everybody?" And he said he even wrote an episode to pay homage to Alan Thicke. Since first of all, if you're gonna do this show without Alan Thicke, I don't want to see it at all,
True.
at all. I didn't want to see it anyway. And then you're talking about Alan Thicke is not gonna be there with that voice of an angel. Are you kidding me? Y'all gonna have to get Robin Thicke or somebody
I
to
love
come
how he
in.
was like doing sessions in his house, like
I
psychiatrist.
know.
Oh,
Did he
what a
inspire
keynote.
you to be a doctor?
No. It was like, yeah, at that time I was like, no, I'm not gonna, no medicine, no psych.
Wow, because I'm like, he really works from home and he really had people in the couches in the front of the house. That's right, it was in the front of the house. There was like a
Yeah,
little
as soon as you
area.
walk in. Yeah.
That's
That's
so
right.
crazy. That's what a good gig.
That's an interesting question. So are they, I mean, so many sitcoms now are doing the reboot or like striving for the reboot, but do you think Leonardo DiCaprio, like not to like name drop, you think he would, you
Listen,
know?
Leonardo DiCaprio does not mess with anything that's over 25 years old, and that includes.
vagina. No.
He's like, wait, that show was like 30, 40 years ago? Hell to the no.
Hell
Hell
to
to
the no.
the no. I think I we'd sooner see Brad Pitt come back. I think he
I
did two or
forgot
three
Brad
episodes.
Pitt was on there
Yeah, he
when
did a
I saw
couple
that.
episodes. And I'm like, I think he'd sooner return as a cameo than the can you imagine Leonardo DiCaprio walking in the, to that house looking
I
like
feel
he
like
looked then?
his cameo should have something to also do with like a Titanic type reference.
Or a Gilbert Grape. I don't know. Whatever he
Yeah,
wants to
something.
do. Whatever he wants to do. First of all, that man, you know, when you're like, oh, this person could do no wrong. On screen, he could do no wrong, but he's so wrong in real life. You know what I mean? Like, he's
Yeah.
so annoying to me. I love him so much, but he's so
People
spoiled.
love him though.
He's so spoiled. Like, this is another thing. Like, we've been talking about like all these celebrities and like, oh, they're divas on set and they're this and they're that. Like, oh, and when they go on tour, they want this. And you know, we talked about Lizzo the other day. We talked about all this kind of stuff. But what does a person like Leo, what is his life like? Who says no to Leo?
Right. It's an interesting question. Like, would you love just a taste of it, like for a day? Like, people catering to you. There's no in like anyone's vernacular to you, anyone's vocabulary to you. Like, you're completely like the ground, you're worshiped. Like, you get in wherever you want, do whatever you want, have this sense of like grandiose. Like, would you like just to get like a taste of that to see like how they live? Like how, like I don't know.
I would love it, but only surrounded by family and like close friends, but not like managers and agents because they all lie and they'll never
Yeah.
be truthful to you.
Right.
Fans are weird. I think fans want something from you, whether or not be you in the physical form, or they want your likeness, or they like it. Nobody's ever coming from a genuine place, I feel
Right,
like.
that's gotta be like the worst thing is like trying to meet new people and then never knowing like, yo, are you for me or are you for
Yeah,
the
yes.
situation I'm in?
I think it's a lonely existence. I think the money and
Yeah.
the everything like that.
I mean,
I mean,
that's why things go left, right? Like,
girl, listen, I would finesse. I mean, you've seen enough Hollywood stuff where you're just like, I ain't gonna do that. You say you're not gonna do that, but I think sometimes you fall into it because
right.
they also make you do that because they tell people all the time, like, make a really crazy rider. We talked about a rider before. Like a rider is what you get. Like if you're gonna be on a talk show, if you're gonna be on this show or whatever that show on tour, it's like the stuff that the production company has to have in your dressing room or your green
Right.
room before you go out on stage. And they tell them, they encourage them to be as ridiculous as possible so you become infamous. And so even people who started off as really humble, they're just like encouraged to have bad behavior, which is
Yeah.
so weird. So the industry keeps like feeding this negative stuff. You know who I really want to hang out with more than anybody? Like if I ever get the chance, Ryan, I don't know, you know, I know you don't watch the show, but you will. No, you did watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it did.
Okay,
I
Ryan
just,
Cranston. Bryan
oh,
Cranston? Yes.
yeah.
This is a person, aside from like Tom Hanks or something, who's probably really level-headed.
Yes.
He just looks level-headed, not
Right.
what for whatever reasons, but he's had a resurgence in his career. Every like 10 years, he's done something phenomenal. So I feel like, but he's in it for the real true craft of it all. And this is something
Right.
that like I feel like he bleeds, and I don't think he has an ego. And if I found out that he did, I'd be devastated forever about celebrity life, you know, because I'm
Yeah.
like, there has to be a real one out here. Who's a real one? You know, because I think when you're young, it kind of envelops you and it becomes like a thing. But I don't know, like I see. Like we're talking about the growing pains, but we're talking about like Kirk Cameron and his like sister, for example, super religious people, and I'm like they're super Christian to the point where they judge other people, so they're on the other spectrum of that, of like Hollywood. If you want to be right and do right and be a good person, do it. That's great. Give to charity, feed the homeless, but don't tell people, oh, you can't have this kind of marriage. That's what against my personal beliefs. Keep that to yourself. That re first of
Yeah.
all, you're in the wrong industry if you're going to walk around talking like this, first of all. Okay. So that you're just hurting yourself. That sounds dumb. So, but I don't mind people being ultra Christian or whatever because you're supposed to be a good person and not be judgmental. And the fact that they happen to be, I mean, some of the things that they've said, Do I agree with like as a society? We'll do that another topic. Like some of like our personal beliefs and what we feel like we should be doing versus like the social norms, like going against social norms. Does an individual have so many rights that what they believe that they are like trumps everything else? You know, like, and we have that luxury in first world countries. We have that luxury of being like, well, my rights are being trampled on, which is something that doesn't exist in other countries. I digress. I talk too much. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Like,
no, I a lot of good points you make.
right? I'm sorry, but I feel like even though now it's not a beef, but I know Stephanie from Full House and DJ are not talking again after they finished doing they did Fuller House together. But Candace Bure, I don't know her name, Candace Cameron was like, oh, she doesn't support same-sex marriage, she believes in traditional marriage. You could do that, but like you didn't have to come out and make a point of it. I don't know. I believe everybody is entitled to their own things, but as long as you don't hinder opportunities for other people. Does
Right.
that make sense?
Yeah,
Like,
totally.
why would you like discount someone's feelings, one, and take job opportunities away from people, you know?
Yeah.
This I don't like. So I don't know if her brother's the same exact way. I heard that he reads in libraries that like he's against like trans people reading in libraries to kids, which I don't even understand why that's a thing. I don't know. That's a whole nother subject. But they do a lot of ultra Christian stuff. And is that bad? I don't know. But as long as you're doing the right thing, listen, we got so many homeless people in the world. Are you taking them in your house? Are you feeding these homeless? I don't know. I don't know what people do behind closed doors. I can't judge. But anyway, I digress. I say all that to say, show me that smile again, okay?
Tell me.
So, I don't know. I think a lot of things in Hollywood, I have this like feeling a lot of things are about to implode soon because you're gonna find out assistants, even the people who sign NDAs and stuff, you're gonna find out assistants, managers, all these people, they're going to get sick of all this diva behavior and start talking. And once they do, it's gonna be, I don't know, interesting. Going forward, I'm like, y'all got Lizzo. Y'all gonna get a bunch of people. Look at Bill Cosby. My man went
Oh,
on.
jeez.
I'm sorry, I hate to do it. Look at Roseanne. They got Roseanne.
I
Good.
know.
The show was her actual name. The show was called
I
Roseanne.
know.
And she got fired from her show. And I used to love Roseanne. I'm not gonna be one
I
of
didn't like her at first. I didn't like the show at first, and then I grew to love it.
Yeah, it was like the anti-Cosby, which was really funny. When I was growing up, I didn't watch it because it looked really trashy. They were always so trashy. But out of everybody, I love the most. I love John Goodman the most. I just love his acting in general. So I and Becky, the original Becky, I loved her. So I really didn't care for the rest. Oh, sorry, no offense to anybody, but I was like, okay. Oh, and Jackie, what am I talking about? I loved me some Jackie. She's a phenomenal actress, Lauren somebody. She is so phenomenal, and I just want to see her do things all the time. She's so great. She always gives it a thousand. So, the show was real when Jackie was drinking. When like there were so many real episodes that the Cosby Show, they kind of shied away from. So it was real. So I love. They were factory workers in Middle America. It was a good show, but I don't know what happened to Roseanne because I used to like her growing up. Because I grew up fat. So I was like, fat representation matters. And then she became a little warped and throughout the years. And I think that's something that happens when you get older. So many people get weirdly conservative when they get older, and it bothers the shit out of me because I feel like their 30-year-old self would not even recognize their 60 or 70-year-old self, you know? So it's just really interesting to watch. You know who did that to me recently?
Who?
Ice Cube. Ice Cube is like a big old conservative. And I'm like, what are you doing? Did we talk about that? I'm like, Ice
No,
Cube
we
is up.
didn't.
He's upsetting me. He's hanging out with Carson Tucker. Is that his name? Tucker Carlson? Carson and Tuckin?
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson, the one who wears bow ties all the time. Yes, they were like, I don't know, singing in the car. What is it? What is that show called when you sing in the car together?
Oh yeah, I gotta
Nah, I'm joking. It wasn't carpool karaoke, but that'd be really
Oh
funny.
my.
Nah,
So
he
there's
was just.
one where they also like drive with them to work in the car.
There's a Coffee with Comedians. I think Jerry Seinfeld
Yeah,
wrote that one.
that's
I have to get back into that show. I love me some Jerry Seinfeld. Where's he at? He better have nothing negative about him out there, because I'll be
No,
disappointed.
don't put it on him. I'm not a Seinfeld person, but I appreciate he was never like in the mix. Like he did his craft and
Yep.
like
I
he
love him
got
for that.
Seinfeld money.
Yes. I mean, stay out of the fray. I don't understand people. But yeah, he dodged. I remember there was something about him dating young women, and it was like a thing in the late 90s, but that disappeared. But he's been married to the same woman for the last, I don't know, 100 years.
Yeah. She's a cutie.
So yeah, she's so cute. I love her. I saw her jamming once, and she went to a Mary J. Blige concert, and
Oh, Mary J.
yeah, I think she was out there in Vegas or whatever, and she was like front row dancing her ass
Of
off. She knew
course.
all the songs. I was like, all right, girl. I was like, oh, she's my people. What's up, Jessica Seinfeld? So that's kind of cool. Other than that, I love Adam Sandler. They're like so plain, ordinary guys. They don't do too, and they're so much
And they
richer
have
than so
status.
many
Yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Like, they don't show off. They're not blinged out. They're
No,
not
he's like
fat.
t-shirts and cargo shorts all day, every day.
Because of the way he dresses, like, he's so casual. I love that. And what a great place to be, where you don't have to force yourself to be
No.
something, Sometimes I'm looking, like, I look at his suits when he goes to award shows. I'm like, who's dressing you, dude? It's
Right.
so amazing, but it's such a good place to be. And he's the guy who employs all of his friends. And I think that's awesome too. Like, his whole little brat pack of friends. I think that's so dope. Like, he employs everybody, and it's so cool. He needs a name. Brat Pack. Remember, there was like the Brat Pack, the Rack Pack, Sand Pack.
Yeah.
Just coined it. The Sand
Yeah,
Pack.
I like it.
Yeah, do you really? Making that is Sand Adam Sandler.
Yeah. And you can tell that he has fun. He like definitely looks out for his crew. Like, I mean, you know what? He's like a Carell type person too, like about the craft, funny, like ensemble, not about like his status.
I don't think he hangs out with Hollywood people.
No, who's no. No,
Like,
no.
you always see Adam Sandler with his boys,
Yeah.
always. He's always with his boys, with David Spade, with Chris Rock, with Kevin James. Who do you see Steven Carell with? His wife and his
Yeah,
kids.
exactly.
He's a really, like, him and Bryan Cranston have that energy that I love. And Denzel too, but he's a superhuman person. He's not
He
even a real
is.
person.
I know.
I
Exactly.
don't even know what I was comparing. He's a
He's not in this world with us. He's like elevated.
no, he's on this other world type of stuff.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean, like that low key, low down. Like, I don't know. I wasn't around when Denzel was like at the height of being young and hot. So I don't know if he was like, fashioned out and all that kind of stuff. I don't remember that from the pictures. He's always seemed just gorgeous and humble,
Yeah.
which is interesting. But I'm like, sometimes it's so nice just to be that humble and just appreciate that you have these opportunities that
Right.
other people wish that they could. And I don't know if celebrities are going to continue being like that with the TikToks and the this and the that. People are really curious, and these managers are forcing them to like keep up with these trends, which
Yeah.
is so weird.
Like
It's like
part of the job.
people want to show up to go to work and do the thing like everybody else. Now you're making do extra stuff so they could like never be forgotten and top of mind. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
But that's the name of the game these days, So it's like really weird. It's a lot of pimping out there. It's pimping.
Yeah.
It's PIMP. But I say that it's the PIMP on these streets. Listen, what are you gonna do for the rest of your weekend since I've been blabbing in your ear?
So I am working a little bit this morning, then I'm doing some like Costco errands. So happy getting supplies. I'm a pen girl, so I'm
Getting
getting
that
some.
rotisserie, get that rotisserie
Oh yeah,
going.
I think we are gonna get rotisserie chicken, but I'm excited because I have a birthday party, a friend's nephew. So it's an Indian party, so it's gonna be mad good Indian food. I'm so excited. So I'm like, my dad's like, we'll get a rotisserie chicken. And I was like, okay, but I can eat before. And then, but then I like really want to like eat up like when I'm there. So like I don't know if I should just not eat and then
Yeah.
eat everything when I'm there. So I
No,
don't
save your
know. But
appetite.
yeah, I might do that.
Save your appetite.
I'm gonna do
Nuh-uh.
then tomorrow. I might do like a fitness class and a beach day, and then I have some work to do. You know, nothing major, nothing exciting. What about you, my dear? What are you're going out tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah, tomorrow we're gonna go to dinner. We're gonna dress up and go to dinner just the best we can.
Yay.
Come rain, come snow, whatever happens here. And
Yo, my dad showed me a video the other day, like a few days ago in Germany, where there was like hail. There was like, it looked like snow on the ground. Where was that? Was
I
that
don't
wasn't
know.
by you, was it? Okay.
No, it could have been for 5 minutes. The weather does change very often. If you blink, another new weather could happen. So it could have been, it could be
Okay.
anywhere, but
Oh my
yeah,
God.
hail happens. It does. But not that I've noticed or anything like that. And it happened so fast, you didn't have time to talk about it. Like, did you see the hail? Because it's over and it's like on to the next thing. But that sounds really, really good. The weekend you have ahead. I wish I could go. Yeah, so today I'm gonna finish my laundry, finish the house stuff, and get it together. And then tomorrow we're gonna go out for dinner and spend the day out. It's been real. It's been so nice catching up with you.
Yes, likewise. Always a good time. Always good to
Yes.
see you. I'm loving the braids.
I'm loving your brows. Your eyebrows right now are
Oh,
killing me in the
stop.
face, killing me softly.
Kill
Okay.
off.
They
Don't
have their
look at the
Your
day.
eyebrows have their own song, okay?
They
With
do.
this song. Yes, those are your brows right now. I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, so yeah, it's been really good to see you again and catch
Yes,
up
and
with
thank you
you.
all for listening, and we will definitely hit you all up again soon. And yeah, keep it going.
Truck on. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Truck on. Why not? Sure.
Why
All
not? Sure. All
right.
right, my dear.
No, it's keep trucking. Okay, y'all, keep
Keep
trucking.
trucking.
Keep trucking. Truck on. Look at her so co-signing. And she's like, yeah, all the trucks. All right. I'll definitely talk to you later. And then we'll talk to you guys next time, okay?
All right, sounds good. Hit you all later. Bye.